comprehensive land use proposal for eastern Utah made its public debut Wednesday, 3 years after Congressman Rob Bishop began trying to stitch together support between disparate Utah user groups. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Congressman Rob Bishop started the news conference on his long-awaited public lands initiative by poking at critics who've publicly maligned the Sevin County Management Plan. But then he promised to transform an outline that he said Utahns crafted in more than 1,000 meetings into federal legislation.
There is something in this for everyone to like. There's something in this for everyone to hate. And if you really want to hate things, talk to us. We'll show it to you. It's in there. We've gone through this ourselves. But I think if you look at the totality of what we're doing, it is so positive. It is moving us so far forward.
The proposal expands Arches National Park, conserves 4.3 million acres, and creates a 90-mile ATV trail. It sets aside energy development areas and swaps state acreage for prime federal land to maximize school trust revenues. Congressman Jason Chaffetz will co-sponsor the bill that's ultimately drafted, and Utah Senator Mike Lee will carry legislation in the Senate. Governor Gary Herbert praised the proposal for seeking an end to the lands controversy.
There's never been a bigger, better, good faith effort than by our congressman and our senator in trying to find a resolution to this.
Meanwhile, environmental groups say Bishop's initiative undermines clean air and wildland protections while allowing state road claims across thousands of miles of wilderness. David Garbett is an attorney with the Southern Utah Wilderness Alliance.
It, I think, could be better described as a fossil fuel development bill that actually takes us back a step on wilderness management in the state, and it furthers the state's land grab efforts.
Proponents want to solidify support in time to block the Obama administration from creating the Bears Ears National Monument in southeastern Utah. A national coalition of Native Americans has lobbied the White House for it, but Bishop says local tribal members support his proposal. Judy Faze, KUER News.